Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer, and comedian Emily Winter. Enjoy the podcast. Today on the podcast, I'm so excited to have Tookie Kavanaugh. Tookie, thank you for doing the podcast again.
Thank you so much for having me again.
I feel like there is a ghost that does not want your story out because we've tried this. This is our third time. So your audio file.
Somebody is out here hating.
Yes, yes. And ghosts get into technology and ruin things. So anyway, I recorded your first episode and your second so long ago that I forgot your story. So I'm so excited to rehear it because I knew I had marked it down and started. I'm like, oh, this is a really good one. But then I was like, I don't remember what it was. All right. So where does your story take place?
Yeah. So maybe I should preface this with also the fact that it's taken three times. Imagine being the ghost who's hating on the from the other side. Imagine being that petty. Anyway, so I should kind of preface this with this takes place when I was very, very young. And my family isn't super duper religious, but very spiritual, but it's not something that I really internalized, I should say. And this was a moment, but even still, it was just more freaky than a spiritual awakening kind of thing.
So
my mom's paternal uncle had passed away, my great uncle. And it's a family that lives down in Queens. We headed down to New York for the funeral service. And I was about 7 years old at the time.
And you were you in Boston then? Because I know you're a Boston comic. And okay, great.
Yeah. So we went from Boston to New York for the funeral services. And so the night before the funeral, we're all packed into part of the family's apartment. It's a tiny New York two bedroom. Yeah. And my mom and one of our cousins are on the sofa bed and I'm sleeping in a sleeping bag on the floor. We turn in for the night. And then on a far love seat, that's sort of perpendicular to where my mom and other cousin are sleeping, is another cousin, the second niece. I don't know how you explain a family tree, but basically the deceased's favorite, right?
Okay.
And it hadn't really sunk in for me that she was his fave until that night before. We're all fast asleep in the living room. And then for no reason at all, I'm just awake. I just wake up and I sit up and I see exactly 2 a.m. on the VCR clock.
This is
VCR ago, years ago. And I'm like, oh, and I just kind of turn my head to the left to look over, see it, the sofa bed, but then looking over on the far couch where my other cousin is sleeping. And I see a perfect, not even shadow silhouette outline, but just my great uncle, but he is translucent blue and white. And he is just lovingly standing over my cousin and just looking at her with a great deal of love.
His favorite me.
But 7 year old. Yeah. But 7 year old me is nope.
Yeah.
I just
of course.
Quietly turn and sit back down. I'm I don't want to deal. But I told my mom afterwards and she was just very moved by the event. Because I did not have a particularly close relationship with my great uncle. My mom loved her uncle very much, obviously. So for me, because I didn't have any sort of direct connection with him, it was particularly strange just because it's who is this and why am I seeing this?
Did you know when you saw him that it was him?
Instinctively,
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was just who else could it be, if that makes sense?
Right.
Yeah. And he was wearing an outfit that he particularly well. I still vividly remember it clear as day because he was white, translucent with a blue glow underneath, and he was wearing this outfit that he usually wears with the suspenders and the type of hat and the pants. So I very vividly remember that was him, and I was describing it to the adults around me just to kind of confirm. And they were like, oh yeah, that's him.
Oh my gosh. And they all believed you.
Oh, totally, totally. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's really wonderful. Did they, I guess, like, did it freak out your cousin that he was like standing over her?
A little bit, I get, because, like she was his baby, like that, she was his favorite. And so it kind of, I think it made it almost too real that he was
Yeah.
no longer physically there. But at least that he still loves her just as much from wherever we go.
That is so sweet. Did it make you feel, I mean, since you're from a spiritual family anyway, I guess it probably, I don't know, did it make you believe more or less? Or like, what did it, how did it change you in any way to have that experience?
I don't know if it would change, like, I don't know if I would say that it changed me. Like, well, when it comes to like West Indian culture and Caribbean culture and everything, like, there's a lot of spirituality there. So it's something that I've just grown accustomed to with
Yeah.
people from my mom's side of the family. So I kind of have always maintained sort of a removed and almost neutral perspective on it, just from having been here for the bulk of my life in America rather than living with my mom's family or anything. It's not so much that I had, again, like, I don't think I was changed. It was a matter of, like, even when I've told this story to other people who have been very, very skeptical, I know what I saw. And the
Right.
fact that I remember it clear as day, like 20, 25 years later at this
Yeah.
point. Yeah.
That's wild and beautiful. Do
Yeah.
you feel like you have an idea of what happens? I mean, when you die? I mean, to see a spirit like that, like, I don't know. It would make me think of like, what happens? What do I become blue? Do I become glowing and blue? You know?
Right. I wish I knew. I wish I knew. I honestly don't have like a definitive answer even after seeing something as clear, just because everybody's life is so different and you don't know how someone who, like my great uncle, like he was obviously someone who was very full of love and a very generous person. And so maybe that's how that works, for people who have kindness in them. And this isn't like a heaven or hell, fire and brimstone kind of thing in me. It's just kind of like, even without being like the most religious or spiritual person, I definitely believe in karma and I believe in like the energy that you put out, and how you treat people reflects on you and comes back to you. So I'm thinking, like, if you couldn't be bothered with hating on anybody, that maybe that's what happens after you
Yeah.
go. And maybe something else happens if you're just kind of a shitty person.
An asshole. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
And I mean,
amazing.
and it wasn't even, I think I remember I told you that this wasn't even my first encounter with the other
Oh,
side.
tell me more.
Well, because just a few years later, in fourth grade, so my father's side of the family is like Portuguese and Sephardic and everything. And there was this other girl in my elementary school class whose family was like 100% Portuguese, and we kind of bonded a wee bit over that. And because my mom worked late, she couldn't always pick me up right after school, so this girl's grandmother always babysat her. And so it was just kind of like I kind of got folded into that, where it's like, hey, just watch her after school and then I'll come pick her up from your house.
That's so
So we
nice.
developed sort of a connection from there. But this was like a year or so after this girl's grandfather had passed away. And this girl and her grandfather, like, you've seen daddy's girl, but like this girl was a granddad's girl. Like, she loved her grandfather, and which I understand because my grandmother was my everything. So I definitely understood their bond.
That's so sweet.
It is so sweet. But at the time, because like when you're a kid, you can't like fully appreciate those kinds of things. But I know at the time I had mentioned maybe to one or two classmates about the thing that had happened when I was seven. And so At one point, this girl decided that she would utilize me as a medium between planes
Oh.
because her older sister happened to have a Ouija board in their grandmother's basement.
So you guys are like, you're like 10 or 11 or something?
We're like 9, 10, yeah,
Okay,
somewhere around there.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's
Yeah,
so sweet.
and so this is unbelievably ridiculous, but like we're in her grandmother's basement and like I'm nervous as hell because she's really like trying to, force me to utilize this Ouija board and contact her grandfather from the great beyond. And we're down there like two little girls just like frantic holding on to the Ouija thing. I don't know what you call that, the Ouija thing, the little
Planchette.
planchette. There we
Yeah.
go. So we're holding on to the thing. And like Ouija boards are, it's Ouija boards, it's pseudoscience, it doesn't mean anything. But like we're holding on to the thing. And oh God, forgive me. So she goes, "Grandpa, Grandpa, can you hear us? Can you hear us?" And the thing starts moving towards a yes, right? And we're like, oh, it's moving towards a yes.
Oh, I got chills.
And she's like, "Grandpa, if you're here right now," in the basement, "Grandpa, if you're here right now, give us a sign." And we hear pop, 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 and we like both freak the fuck out and we run upstairs. But to this day, I still don't know whether that was actually her grandfather or me farting. I was so nervous. And I was so afraid. And I retold that story. This was, oh my God. So we were like 9, 10. So I retold that, God, like 15 years later at a theater in Boston during a Halloween spooky storytelling show. And I get to the part, like, and mind you, at this particular show, they're like, turn off your cell phones, like, turn everything off, whatever. And so everybody has their electronic devices off. I'm in the middle of telling this story and I'm like reciting the part. And I go, oh, and the girl says, "Grandpa, Grandpa, if you're here, give us a sign." And a woman's phone begins to ring just right on cue from that. And mind you, she had like an old school flip phone and she turned it all the way off and yet it still rang.
Was
And
she like,
everybody in
my
the
phone
room,
was off?
yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. So like everybody lost their minds. So like I summoned a ghost. Maybe not. I don't know.
So it feels like it's possible that you are a little extra sensitive. Do you ever do anything with that? Do you take to the Ouija board nowadays or like?
Oh God. Lord, no. No. It's not my thing. Totally not my thing. Again, like I'm very, very agnostic in a lot of ways. But I know that we at least I don't know what is out there, and I don't know that we know, and there is or isn't whatever higher power. But after what I saw when I was seven, I'm like, we go somewhere, or the energy transfers somewhere. Because that whole thing about like energy never dies, it just gets transferred. Our essence, our energy, something goes somewhere. And depending on how you lived your life here and how you treated others, it could be a nice blue light or it could be farts. I don't know.
You tell your friend about what happened when you did it at the storytelling show?
No, because we lost touch after high school, so I haven't seen her in forever.
Oh my
But yeah, I
gosh.
definitely summoned a ghost in a theater, and it may or may not have been her grandfather. Just
And
being
it
like,
may or
"Hey,
may
what's up,
not have
brother?"
been him the first time. Yeah.
Right.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I don't know. Next time I'm in Boston or if you're in LA and you want to do Ouija or something, I might have to pull out the board because you have
Let's
a
do it.
talent. You have a talent.
Okay, I'm down to do it, but we have to do like the circle assault or something afterward, because like
Yes.
I.
We need to sage and like cleanse ourselves. Yes, I'm very scared.
Yeah, I
I
just don't want
am
to risk it.
no, totally. So when I was bulk recording a previous season before the pandemic, I had people doing it in my little apartment in Brooklyn. And so I did so many so fast that weird stuff started happening in my apartment. And I'm not a spiritual, like, I mean, I'm not a I always say I'm a new soul. Like, I'm not an old soul. Like, I have no contact. I have no like previous knowledge. I have no wisdom. And that's why people think that I'm younger than I am, which I love. But yeah, so weird stuff started happening. So anyway, I'm a total true believer. So if we ever try to summon a ghost together, we are doing any kind of all the cleansing rituals after.
Again, like I said, down to do it, but like we gotta take, I'm scared just because I'm not, what's the word for that? Yeah, I'm not gonna push what I believe onto other people, but as someone who knows what she saw, I'm very much like, okay, if we do it, like do the salt,
Like, I don't
something.
want to mess with this too much.
Yeah, I'm like, I will take Beano and Ex-Lax beforehand. Like,
Oh my God, it would be so funny if I was just listening nervously farting on each other. That is hilarious. Okay, Chucky, I know you gotta go. You gotta go to a show tonight. Do you have any other stories before we wrap up and find where people can we hear all about you? Plug in your stuff.
other stories. I will say I have led a life where I have very much trusted vibes. So I think my one big takeaway for listeners would be to, like, if you feel a vibe, trust that vibe. And also treat people well.
That is so lovely. Do you have like an example? I mean, I totally agree, and like trusting your instincts and your gut is like so important. Do you have like an example of some time that you did that and you're like, that was absolutely, my intuition just knew.
Okay, if I tell this story, you promise it won't like super traumatize your listeners, right?
Oh no, I it probably will. But trigger warning,
Okay, great.
listeners. Yeah, let's do it.
Trigger warning. Great. So my first day of kindergarten. My first day of kindergarten, and mind you, this is like, oh God. After coming to the States, I very much was aware of the fact that like little girls who looked like me did not get on the news. And this was like not long after the whole like JonBenet thing. I'm like, she, I know, I understand why, I had to understand at a very young age why she didn't, why she received news coverage, but girls who looked like me did not. And so that's something I like very, again, I was cognizant of that from a young age.
And sorry, where were you born?
Oh, outside the US. I was born in the Caribbean. Don't
Great.
worry about it. Neither here nor there. But I still have US citizenship because my dad's American.
You're like,
but
don't try to dig on this. I'm not gonna, yeah, kick me out. Okay.
but yeah, so when I started kindergarten, I'd been warned about stranger danger, but I also grew up in a part of Boston that's just like very much safe, white collar, not in the news, right? People don't necessarily, like, I wouldn't say people don't have their doors locked at or unlocked at night, but people, I think, took their security for granted. Either way, so my first day of kindergarten, and this was the 90s, like parents were a lot more lax in a way, and helicopters didn't really enter in until post 9/11, I want to say. Like heavy-handed helicoptering,
I never made that connection in my head, but that's totally true. Yeah, I was gonna say the early
Yeah.
aughts, and that makes total sense. Everyone was just
Yeah.
generally a little bit freaked out.
Yeah, but it was just like this heightened anxiety for sure. But in the 90s, parents were a little bit more lax and a little bit more trusting of their kids' own abilities to take care of themselves in to an extent, depending on their age. So I'm waiting for my mom outside in the area, like behind the school where the kids are for recess. And of course, my mom, in her profession, is just a chronically late person because it's hard work. In the medical field, it's not easy. Like when you're a nurse, RN or whatever, like it's, sometimes you just, yeah. And this guy approaches me, this grown adult man, and he starts to chat me up. But I'm like, I don't like his vibe, but I didn't know necessarily what that meant
Was
at the time. Because
right.
mind you, I also skipped a grade when I came to the States,
Wow.
because US public education is not great. So like I was a little kid still. And I did, again, I did not know what that meant, but I was like, I don't like this guy. I don't trust this guy. I've never met him before, and there have been strangers who I've never met before, but I'm like, I don't mind your vibe. But this guy, I was like, something, I wouldn't say like I didn't get like red flashing danger, 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 but I was like, I'm not feeling it, right? And so he's chatting me up and he's like, oh yeah, I'm your mom's friend. So meet me here tomorrow. When do you get out of school? I was like, oh, 2 o'clock. And he's like, okay, meet me out here. I'll be here 2 o'clock sharp. I'm your mom's friend. I'm gonna pick you up for her instead of her tomorrow. So meet you there. I was like, yeah, okay, sure.
Oh
I'm
my
just like,
God.
I'm going along with it, right?
Right.
Your face right now.
Oh my God, I'm so scared.
Your
I mean,
face,
you're here now, so
I
I
know,
know it
it's
has a
fine.
happy ending,
Listeners,
but
I'm here.
yeah.
So I'm just, I'm giving him the nod and smile, and I'm like, ooh, isn't that feminine? Could like as an adult, like looking at it from like an adult perspective too, it's like, ooh, is this like femme female conditioning where you're like you nod and smile at a man who might be scary?
Yes.
Right? So yeah. So I have like I'm thinking about like girl on the news who went missing. And girls who don't look like me. I'm putting that together in my mind. I'm putting to also putting together the fact that I'm like, yeah, but my mom also hates people, so I don't know how she would have a friend.
There's friends I don't know about, yeah.
Right. So I'm like, So the guy's just like, yeah, I'm your mom's friend. You get out of school, right? Yeah, I'll pick you up here, be here 2 o'clock sharp. I'll make sure to take you home and I'll let your mom know. And I'm like, cool, great. This is also pre-cell phones, right? So the next day rolls around and I decide to hang back and wait a little bit. And I kind of mosey on over to the school cafeteria where they have the designated after school program, but this is for like kids who are 6 and up. So I was not quite old enough to be part of the after school program because the expectation was that kindergarten parents and pre-K parents make like that you pick your kid up right away. But I kind of mosey down and I'm like, well, they got Legos. Let me do some Legos. And I look at the clock, I see, and we're learning to read clocks at this point. I'm looking at the clock, I see 2 o'clock. And I see 201, and I'm like, let me keep playing. And I just let the time pass. So, like, I stood up my kidnapper, basically, or
Oh my
potential
God.
kidnapper. I stood this dude up, basically. My mom ended up getting tied up at work. So it just worked out that I hung back in the after school. And they didn't make a stink about it. They weren't like, you're not supposed to be here. But my mom was able to come and get me. And it was like 2:30, 3 o'clock, or sometime around that. And I never like told her about it until years and years and years later, because I
Oh my
kind of
God.
knew that she'd be like, oh my God, we're taking you out of this school. But ever since then, never saw that dude again. I think, yeah.
When you finally told her, did she totally freak out?
I think it was an internal panic. I don't think
Yeah.
she, I don't think she, I don't think she showed me out on the outside. She didn't become like overly emotional about it or anything. We're not like, super duper emotional as a family. But she just kind of nodded like, okay.
Oh my gosh, you did. You stood up your would-be kidnapper. That is amazing.
Yeah, 'cause
Because
I
you
just
just
didn't
had
like
a
his vibe.
feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like his
Holy
vibe
shit.
and I knew that I would not be on the news if something happened to me. So I was just like, let me go play Legos.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Wow. I am so glad that you told this story. We didn't talk about this last time, so this is wonderful. Holy cow.
But
Oh my
yeah,
gosh, I
trust
have
your
chills.
instincts.
That is a wonderful takeaway on this. That is amazing. Okay, Toki, where can people find you on the internet? Plug anything you would like to plug and tell the world about anything you want.
I am all over Beyoncé's internet being problematic. You can find me on all platforms at Tookie Monster, Tookie Monster. It's like Cookie Monster, but it's me. Yeah, I'm wreaking havoc on TikTok, and just a little bit on Twitter sometimes, every now and
Oh, good for you. And you are in Boston, obviously doing a bunch of
then.
shows because I know you're leaving for one now. Yeah.
Oh, TookieKavanaugh.com,
That's what.
KavanaghNOU. No you. We don't do that
Okay.
here. Yeah. And that's
Amazing.
where you can find my schedule.
Awesome. Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you again for having I'm Listeners, hey, I'm here. Just
This
trust
is
your instincts.
maybe it was all to get that last story out for somebody that needs to hear it. Maybe that was the reason. Third time's a charm. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you are enjoying this podcast, please rate and review it so more people can find it. And have a wonderful week.